From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, some Sherpas are calling for a strike just as the peak climbing season at Mount Everest gets underway.
But first, Vice President Joe Biden is in Ukraine today to show support for the government there and to demonstrate the United States' commitment to the region. But the visit comes amid reports of violence in eastern Ukraine, where pro-Russian militants continue to occupy Ukrainian buildings. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in the town of Slavyansk in eastern Ukraine. And Eleanor, Secretary of State John Kerry said that Russia would see further costs, those were his words, if the Geneva Accord that was agreed to last week was not implemented by the weekend. That accord called for all illegally seized buildings to be returned to legitimate owners. So is the Geneva Accord being implemented?
It's absolutely not, and it doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon. We were at the administrative building that's been taken over by the separatists, and it's basically a bunker, a heavily guarded fortress. They've got a perimeter around it. You go inside, there's sandbags everywhere. Up in the upper windows, there's sandbags. I was told, you know, shooters could hide up there behind them. It's a fortress city, and they say they're not leaving. They're not leaving until the people in Maidan step down and until a referendum on independence or joining Russia and leaving Ukraine is held. So they're absolutely not leaving, and the population supports them. They say these separatists are protecting their city from the fascist elements in Kiev.
They're saying that because they truly believe that, or are they under pressure to say something like that? What's your sense?
No, they're not under pressure at all. You could say they're deluded from maybe propaganda, but they're not under pressure at all. A mother was getting her picture taken with a masked camouflage separatist with an AK, you know, a Kalashnikov rifle, and her little girl. They were getting their picture smiling like a day out at the fair with, you know, a stuffed bear or something. And I said, you know, what are you doing? She said, we're very proud of them, and we're so glad they're here protecting us. So the people really do feel that way.
Vice President Biden is there in Ukraine today in Kiev. What kind of an impact is his visit likely to have?
But on this area here, absolutely none. I know that Biden is coming. The agenda was about the economy. You know, they're getting big loans from Europe, the IMF, and Ukraine has to do some austerity and you know, get its economic house in order. They were going to talk about corruption. But I think it's going to be upstaged now by security issues, because this weekend in this town at a checkpoint, one of the separatist checkpoints, three people were killed. And now those people are being called national heroes here. Pictures of them were up today. People were laying flowers. So no one's talking about the visit of the vice president. And I think that they're going to have to be talking about the violence here in Kiev. I don't know how the Ukrainian government is going to get control over places like this, because, for example, the police cars have been commandeered. They're now being driven by the separatists, who put a new, like, sticker on the front that says the People's Republic of Donbass. And Donbass is this coal region in the east. And they had Russian flags, or they have this flag for the Independent Republic of Donetsk. They were flying these flags, and they've basically taken them from the Ukrainian police and, I guess, the Ukrainian army. So I think the Ukrainian central government has lost control of towns like Slavyansk.
And what about the economy there? Of course, this, if you go back to the beginning of this entire crisis, before Ukraine's president in Kiev was ousted, it was about an economy that needed help badly, and whether the Russians were going to help or the West was going to help. But how's the economy there where you are?
Well, it's horrible. You can tell right away, because actually Donetsk is a nice city, but here it's really downtrodden. It's really depressing. You know, factories that are defunct, and just it's grim, really. And the people are talking about it. They're saying, we can't live on the, basically, man says, I make $140 a month. I can't live on that. And they say, you know, Russia has punished them with, you know, restricting trade if they go towards Europe. They really think Russia can help the economy. Being with Russia, they said, you know, we make parts for Russian military, for Russian machines. We make things that Russia buys. We need to be working with Russia. So a great deal of it was about the economy. And as soon as you come to a town like this, it's really, it's down and out. And so you feel that the economy is a major factor. But the people seem to think that Russia offers them a better future than Europe does.
Even if Russia gets some new sanctions from the United States and the West.
Absolutely. I mean, I think those sanctions here are seen as on individuals, and people aren't paying attention to the details. They just, a lot of people said, we'd like Russia to come protect us. They really have this fear of fascists in Kiev. They really believe that the government is run by fascists, and everyone keeps talking about this group called Right Sector, which is a you know, a hard right group operating in the west of Ukraine, but they're not a majority of the people in Kiev, but everyone here seems to think that everyone in Kiev is from the right sector. One thing a guy said that really struck home, he said, nobody ever asks our opinion in the east. They do what they want in the west, and nobody ever asks us here. So they feel really neglected.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joining us from Slavyansk in Ukraine. Eleanor, thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.